possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski coming up at 9:30. His live press conference. Who's set to speak to the media today, Tone? Do we know right off the top of our heads here?
From the names I got, it was not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, and not Myles Garrett.
Is that a miss? Should he be forced to speak to the media?
Well, yesterday.
Mary Kay wanted him to go watch Driver's Ed movies.
Scary.
Scary driver.
I know I didn't want to say it because I didn't think people would believe me with me saying it.
Did you ever see that 80s movie? Was it License to Drive?
With Corey...
Feldman?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Mitch has seen it, of course.
Not Corey Haim, or was also Corey Haim also in that?
I think they were
both
in
peace.
It. Yeah.
Heather Graham. Carol Kane. The great Carol Kane was the mom in that movie.
Corey Feldman's still with us?
Feldman is, yes. Haim is not.
Yeah. Feldman's all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's got a band.
He's been doing a ton of stuff. But in License to Drive, I believe they do watch a horrific, scary Driver's Ed video.
Corey Haim died in 2010. Well, if he wants to see it, I don't know. 216-474. What? He should probably say something to the media, shouldn't he?
Just to get it out of the way.
I know it's not that big of a deal, but it is a deal.
Here's why he has to talk. You're the leader of the team.
Is he?
Leadership.
Okay.
He's the captain of the team.
Yeah, I told you what that means to me.
Jimmy Haslam, after he signed, did say he wanted to see leadership out of that position for somebody paid.
Yeah, my dad wanted me to lose weight when I was young.
And furthermore,
wanted me to get my life together.
Your actions just caused the head coach to have to answer to it, and the coach seemed very annoyed. So, yeah, you have to talk. Yeah, dude, you got to talk. And you've also, by the way, Myles Garrett has social media. I mean, you're fine. Don't do a press conference, but you got social media. Talk to the fans directly.
Our boss, Tom, at the time, wanted me to get good at golf. He goes, you really need to learn how to get good at golf. And here I am, still sucking at golf.
And where's Tom?
Well, he's retired.
Where is Tom?
Tom's retired.
Tom, you're out.
I win. Yeah, you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other. Like, again, he's the leader of the team. Is he a leader of the team? Does the team have a leader? Doesn't mean nothing to me. Oh, he's got a C on his chest. Well, we did this before with Andy Baskin. It means something to Andy Baskin. Don't mean nothing to me. It's the NFL. It's just another way to sell jerseys.
Yeah, but you're talking as a fan/pundit, right?
Yes.
A talking head.
Yes.
The guy that owns the franchise said you got to be a leader.
I understand that. But we've seen a lot of owners say a lot of things over a long period of time.
The owner needs to make him come speak today.
Good God, look at the stuff Jerry Jones has said over the last month about his best player on his team.
That's GM Jerry. That's not owner Jerry.
Oh, there's a difference.
Of
What has Mike Brown said over the last month about one of his best players on the team? Exactly. $129. That's how much a C on the chest is. That's how much a non-authentic NFL jersey is from the team shop. I don't know what the off-brand sites are. That's all that, Matt. That's all that. What's that mean to me? Ain't no leader. And I've never. And you know what? I'm not being mean because I've never accused him of being a leader. John in Cleveland. You're next up on the fan. Hello, John.
Yeah, as far as whether or not I want to see Deshaun play again this year, I absolutely do, and not for the reasons you might think. I don't want this team to get out of it. I want them to sit in the mess that they made. Over the years, they've done nothing but make mess after mess after mess, and they crawl right out of it. No. I want them to sit in this one. I want him to go out onto that field, and I want the legions of idiot fans who steal them fans each year to boot him off the field.
Hold on, John.
Yes.
The only thing I really disagree with you on is that you said they crawled out of the messes that they made. When did they crawl out of the messes that they make over the last how many years? When have they crawled out of the mess? We've been rolling around in it for 25 years.
Well, it does go away eventually. You guys and the media find a way to sweep it under the rug, so that's, I take that as crawling out of the mess.
Well, what have I done? What have I done, John?
I didn't say you specifically. I said the media.
I'm part of the media, though.
I say Ken Carmen sweeps everything under the rug? No, I said the media as a whole likes to sweep certain things under the rug over the years.
I'm not going to accuse my media brethren, John.
Well, back to my point originally. Yeah. I don't want them to get out of this. I want him to go out on that field, and I want the fans in the stands to boo him off the field, and I want them to sit in the mess that they made, point blank. That's all I got, man.
John, thank you very much for the call. That's as honest as I could ask him to be. I ain't mad at John. I think John got mad, but I wasn't mad at John.
The media always gets ripped for bringing too much to the surface. Like, you guys are just bringing this up for your click, and now you're saying the media is trying to sweep everything under the rug. I disagree.
Most fans would be like that.
I don't know. I've done a lot of sweeping under a lot of rugs.
It depends. How big is the rug? And does it tie the room together?
For the record, he did it, not me.
Alleged.
For the record, he's the last reference, not I. Frank in Gates Mills, you're next up. Congratulations on all your success. Frank, I got to put you on hold now.
Because we've got Kevin Stefanski.
I'm just telling you
to pay attention to the clock. That doesn't mean overreact. Frank.
That's why we want to go to Frank.
60 seconds, Frank.
Congratulations on all your success.
I'm gonna start saying I'm from Chesterland or something, which is where I'm really
from. And then it's a sad state of affairs.
I only know one other person from there.
A riches to rags story.
The media has every right to ask questions, and if Miles doesn't want to talk, that's fine, but people are going to start to speculate and ask questions.
He's not the leader of the team. I tell you every morning he's not the leader of the team, Frank. There's no
speculation. He should be the leader of the team, but
Frank, how often do you have to restain and repaint the white picket fences out in Gates Mills? How often?
Good point.
Every other year.
I think that's code, right?
Yeah.
Is that in the chapter of the bylaws?
Frank, can you get me into the Hunt Club?
I cannot. I'm not a member of the Hunt Club. That's big dollars. That's up in your neck of the woods, Tony.
What's the Hunt Club?
What if you jump over the fence at the Hunt Club?
Thank you very much. Frank, what's the Hunt Club?
Oh, the Hunt Club. It actually was on fire a few years ago.
Oh.
And they had to repair the Hunt Club. People in the Hunt Club, you don't talk Hunt Club.
I don't know nothing about the Hunt Club. All right. Miles is not speaking today because he ain't the leader of the football team.
Not far from the Hunt Club.
Who is the leader of the football team?
The leader?
Just because he's the highest paid, don't make him the leader of the team. Is it Joel?
Is Rodney McLeod back?
Is Joel the leader of the... I'm not being mean. I'm being... Well, it's not mean. It doesn't matter. They're all millionaires. I'm not being facetious. Who is the leader of the team? Well, Kevin Stefanski is the head coach, and he's having his press conference now.
Leader of the team.
Operates around here, and I think both teams understood that it was time to get some good work in, and it was hot, and it was hard. So I thought it was very beneficial to both sides. And then today...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More of the same will be a shorter practice by design, a few less team periods, no one-on-ones today, but an important day nonetheless. We will do kickoff and kickoff return as well as field goal for Tony. But looking forward to a good day's work, and with that, I'll take any questions.
Can you tell us about Shador, what happened with the oblique strain and what the outlook is like for him?
Yeah, felt it early, I think warming up, and then felt it throughout individuals, so took a look at it. You know, if it's a right guard, you can play through that. When it's a quarterback, you kind of need that muscle to throw. So unfortunately, going to put him down for a little bit here. We'll treat it day to day and see how he responds. But want to be smart because he's a thrower. So you can't push that thing.
It's such a critical point in your evaluation of each of these quarterbacks. How does it affect your evaluation of the quarterbacks?
Yeah, listen, injuries stink for all these guys. They don't want to miss a rep for any reason, Tony. But there's a way to continue to prepare, continue to get better, even when you're not getting those reps because of injury.
Is an oblique coming in a lot like a hamstring? Is that one of those injuries that, I mean, it gets a little tricky?
I think it's just with throwers and pitchers and guys that torque and twist their body. You got to be really careful.
Is the length of the rehab just like rest, or is he getting treatment for that?
Both, yeah, getting treatment.
And he'll be out there today?
He'll be out here today, yes.
Does this mean that Dylan will start the game on Saturday?
We got to see how he does today and gets through. So not ready to say for sure.
What about Pickett today?
He will be limited, yes.
And if Dylan doesn't start, I mean, your only other option then is for Tyler to start the game, right?
We'll work through all those things. Obviously, you know, Snoop knows exactly what to do, how to do it, so is ready to roll. We'll see who else is available, Mary Kay, but got to get through today before I know that.
Any chance you would play Flacco in an emergency situation?
So could it be a situation?
Can you rule out Shador for this game? Because yesterday you guys said it was unlikely he'll play Saturday, but it sounds nice.
I'll stay with unlikely. I think that's a good word by Peter. But, yeah, he's day-to-day, so what's today, Thursday? So unlikely.
So could it be a situation where Tyler might play the whole game if it comes to that?
Everything's on the table. We'll see.
Kevin, in reviewing the practice of offense, was it a difficult day for the offense? There was a lot of drop passes.
We had, for whatever reason, the most drop passes we've had all of camp, so that was unusual.
What do you attribute that to?
Great question. It was some randomness. You know, obviously it was hot. You're going against a good football team. Could be really anything. But I expect the guys to bounce back. I thought the offense had some – when you're going up against a really good defense, particularly that front, not to take anything away from their back end, but their front is a very, very large, powerful front. I thought the guys had their moments, and then the Philly defense had their moments. But that's kind of what you do in these settings. You know, very rarely is it one side, both sides are kind of taking body blows, if you will.
I mean, Kevin, was that a big challenge? The Philly front, was that a big challenge for the run game to try to get some looks you guys wanted?
Yeah, you're not – versus this team, you're not just going to line them up and have a simple run game and say, hey, we're going to beat you. You have to find ways to maximize via scheme, via motion, via a variety of things because they're just very stout.
Kevin, I seem to remember 2 years ago you did this, and it looked like you were doing it again yesterday. It seemed like a lot of mixing and matching, even when it was you'd have, you know, the ones guards intact, you know, Joel, Wyatt, and you were, but you're like the backup tackles. You it seemed like mixing a lot of those things during the team period.
Maybe a little bit, Chris. Obviously, there's guys that you're always want to make sure that they're getting the right amount of work. There's other guys that you just want to see in there, those type of things. So, yeah, I think you mix and match. You know, going thinking ahead to Saturday, there will be it's a very similar plan that we had last week. Now, there will be some guys that play Saturday that didn't play last week. There are some guys that played last week that don't play Saturday. It's really based on what each player needs to get ready for the season.
What about your D-line and the pressure that you guys were able to create when you launched that back?
Yeah, I thought, again, had our moments as well as they did. That's a very good offensive line. They're schemed up really well. Quarterback does a great job moving the pocket, but I thought our guys competed really well.
Kevin, if Dylan is able to start Saturday, just what can you say about the work that he's put in and, you know, getting a lot of first-team reps over the course of the last 4 weeks or so?
Yeah, continues to keep the focus on one day at a time and taking what comes to him. Obviously, anytime you miss reps due to injury, you got to make sure you're staying as sharp as you can, and I think he's done a nice job of that in meetings.
If he gets through today and recovers fine, do you see him playing three quarters like Shador did?
Hard to say, Tony. Just really going to be based on his health.
Kevin, it seemed like there were some situations, going back to some of the drops and stuff, where the Philly DBs were able to kind of rip the ball out of your guys' hands. Is that just something they're good at? Was that a point of emphasis kind of last night when you went back and watched?
I think that 27 is a good corner for them. He had one in particular that he played well on the ball. Now on the other side, our number 21 had a good play on the ball. So I think it works both ways with defensive backs. Those one-on-one drills, speaking as a former defensive back, they are weighted heavily towards the offense. You should be able to get open and catch the ball. But when that at the moment of truth at the catch, the defender still has the opportunity to punch that thing out.
Joe was saying yesterday how valuable it is to go against the number one defense, the Super Bowl champs, and what you can learn about yourself as an offense. What do you feel like these guys may have learned about themselves?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Mary Kay. We've talked a lot about that. I think training camp in of itself, you're finding out about yourself. And that's personnel-wise, that's schematically what guys can and can't do. So there were a number of times we put players in positions yesterday to see what it looked like and see if they can handle X, Y, or Z. And I thought for the most part, we found out some guys are going to be capable of doing some things for us.
Kevin, it seems like in these joint practices, since you've been head coach, there might be one guy who emerges, not one of your regulars either. You know, I go back to MJ as a rookie and other guys. Miles Harden had a couple plays yesterday, filling in for Greg Newsom. I'm wondering, on tape, did it look like he had a pretty good day?
He did. He had a good day. Miles is very, very competitive, and a competitive kid, strong. He needs to keep on a progression, which is every day trying to get better, and I think he's got the right attitude.
Yeah, it seems like your guys used pre-snap motion this year. It's going a little smoother than it did last year. There's a lot of pre-snap stuff on the training camp. On
right.
How much is that a point of emphasis for you guys that you guys have talked through and kind of getting back to your system?
A major point of emphasis, both parts of it, both the utilization of it and also doing it correctly. If you just line up in a static formation, I just think it's easier on the defense. It's also easier on the offense because you're not going to get penalties, but you have to utilize that to your advantage, and if you're going to do that, you have to be great with your shifts and motions. It's been a very, very, very big point of emphasis for our offense.
Good.
Okay, thank you guys. Thanks.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.